T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:16 now, storms likely today, highs of 86. Nicholas has moved on, though. This is just regular, I guess, late September stuff or mid-September stuff. They do have a cool front coming through sometime next week. And keep the highs only in the mid-80s, and the lows are going to be maybe near 60 or something like that. So we'll welcome it. We also welcome in our guest, Brett Hassard, Compliance Officer for Louisiana State Contractors Licensing Board, to try to keep people from getting ripped off. And I'm going to ask everybody real quick again, Brad, 504-260-1870, if you have any questions about any deal that somebody might have approached you with or some kind of thing that you think is a scam. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good morning. I'm glad to be here with y'all early in this morning. Hopefully we can save some people some trouble in the future.
Yes, sir. I guess when if it seems too good to be true, it's too good to be true, pretty much. It's a rule.
No, your mama didn't lie to you. I'll agree with that. Absolutely.
What are some of the common scams that people will, fall prey to, that contractors just like a shark circling over prey? They know what's going to work. They know the catchphrases to use, and that's how they get the people reeled in.
Well, in times like these where everybody's rushing and panicky to get their homes put back together after some type of weather event, these guys come out of the woodwork. We don't know who they are. They typically aren't licensed. They typically don't have any insurance. They typically don't have the financial means to even complete your project. It's always the high-pressure things that we hear. If you sign with me today, I can get you on the list. If you give me a big enough down payment, I can put you in front of everybody else. Those types of things, that they prey on people's emotions and try to force things to move along at a much more rapid pace. Typically repairing your home, contracting to repair your home, it's exactly a business process. We try to encourage everybody to slow down and look at all the pitfalls and the potential downfalls of rushing through it. But the emotional aspect is what these guys prey on them at.
It's never good to get emotion involved with business, whether you're buying anything on Amazon or doing anything as serious as buying a house or a piece of land. I'm also thinking, I would think they'd say, look, I'm not trying to high pressure you in anything, but I got a big long list of people. If you don't get it, it's okay. But I don't know when I can get you in. Pretty much like a reverse.
Exactly. Kind of, and I guess, like you said, kind of a reverse pressure thing. Reverse psychology. It's if you can't sign with me today, I don't know when I can get back to you. Everybody else is busy. You're going to be months and months and months without. And, the sad part about that is these projects to repair these homes, it's going to take a long time regardless, just for the vast amount of damage that, our whole community has suffered through. Materials are already starting to get in short supply, just things like that. It's already going to take some time. The pressures that they put on these folks is just unbelievable. Whether they're overtly pressuring them, you got to sign today, you got to pay me X number of dollars today, or, hey, if you don't want to do it, it's okay. I'm just going to move on. But I don't know when I can get back to you or if anybody can get back to you. It's just strictly preying on the emotions of those poor folks who don't have a place to stay.
We'll take a quick break when we come back. And I was in North Louisiana the last couple of days, Monday and Tuesday. Brad and I saw a whole bunch of vehicles with storm response team and this roofing company out of Texas, another one out of Colorado. I saw another one with the license plates out of even New Mexico. So they're coming from all over the place because they think it's a cash register and they're trying to separate you from your money. Maybe I'm indicting every out-of-town contractor or painting them with the same brush, and I shouldn't, but I just know I would prefer to do business with somebody that's local because I know they're going to be here years to come if I have a problem, and I'm not going to be doing business with somebody from New Mexico. We'll take a break, pick it up here. Any questions about maybe contractors that have approached you, or you're wondering should you do this or the right process, et cetera, to follow when it comes to getting your home fixed? All you have to do is call the text the Oakman Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And I'll pass them along to Brad Hassard, Compliance Officer with Louisiana State Contractors Licensing Board. Once you give them your money, it's too late. You may never see it again. 621 traffic now on WWL. Brad Hassard, Compliance Officer for Louisiana State Contractors Licensing Board. Nice enough to join us early this morning, trying to help you avoid losing your money and giving it to an unlicensed contractor or some kind of charlatan that's just coming in town, a storm chaser to take your money and get out as quickly as they came in. Thursday, September 16th, day 18 of the Ida recovery. A couple of texts rolling in here, Brad. One of them says, I understand a concern of out-of-state construction slash contractor workers, but when it comes to the sheer number of jobs slash work to be done, is it really feasible for all work to be done by locals in a timely manner?
That's a good point. Louisiana has 28,000 contractors, give or take. And I do recognize that we have many more damaged properties than that. We're not suggesting that out-of-town folks are incompetent and that they are incapable of doing your project. We are trying to drive home the point to make sure that you verify their licensure and make sure that they're licensed and they've got the insurances, and that essentially you're paying attention to your project, reading your contract. Actually getting a contract is always a good thing. And the benefit of the licensure thing is it does help avoid the problems moving forward. Like you said, the storm chasers and the out-of-town, charlatans, as you call them. If you just roll in with a pickup truck and a couple hammers and a couple guys, I guess you are sort of a contractor, but who are you really dealing with? You don't know who these people really are. And I think that if we don't identify them properly and vet them to make sure that they are in a position to do that work, financially and skill and trade wise, that you often end up in a dire situation at the end when they do take your money and they run off or they don't complete your project. So I'm not telling everybody, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Finish, please, Brad. I'm sorry.
I was just going to, follow up with saying that we're not suggesting that you should not use a local or an out-of-town contractor. What we're suggesting is try to use somebody that you know, that you can identify, that we can positively find at a later date if things do go bad.
Which leads me to this text, and I'm going to piggyback a question of my own on it. Hey, Tommy, had an out-of-town contractor approach us about repairs on our house. Had a license number on his business card. How do we find out if they are a legitimate company? And let me add on, Brad, if I may, there's a difference between out of town and out of state. Is that an important distinction to make?
I don't think that it really is. The biggest thing, and again, is just let's make sure we know who these folks are, whether they're from Wyoming, Wisconsin, from 10 parishes over. The storm chasers come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, and you just don't really know who they are. So the thing that we're really trying to get folks to pay attention to is to try to verify that licensure, and you can do that in several different ways. We've got a phone app for both Apple and Android. It's LA Contractor. Our website's open 24/7. It's up to date live to the minute of who's a licensed contractor and who's not, and that's lacontractor.org. I know that a lot of folks are still in an area where you're having some internet troubles. If you can get a phone call in, you can call our office at 225-765-2301. We've got a text to verify line as well, and that number is 855-999-7896. So I think we're doing all that we can possibly do to make that information available to everybody. Please just verify their licensure. If they tell you that they're working under an emergency or a temporary licensure, that's not true because we don't have those. Those have not been issued. Those will not be issued. If it's a matter of they're really a legit contractor and they want to do business here, they can come apply for a license, and that license is typically issued in a day or two, as soon as all the requirements are met.
I know everybody's impatient, and I would be too, but throwing your money down hole is not going to help anything. It's not going to help at all. So stop and think. Take the emotion out of it if you can, and get with your significant other, and both of you look this over and talk it over. Thank you so much. Brad Hastert, Compliance Officer for the Louisiana State Contractors Licensing Board. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.